Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf mem vav. We're holding in the middle of a sugya, so we just have to briefly review what we learned on mem hey amid beis. So if you go back to mem hey amid beis, we're going to skip around a little bit. It's about 75% down the amid. You'll see it says Tanu Rabbanan. The line begins Mishar Vishar Misharecha, and then we start a new braisa Tanu Rabbanan. And the braisa says Hamoitzi Shemra Loike V'Noisin Me'asela. The Gemara of the last couple of days has been talking about the inyan of Chas V'Sholem. You have a situation where a chosen and kala get married on Wednesday. They had bia Wednesday night. Thursday morning, the husband comes in and says, "L'moitzasi levitcha psulim. I didn't find any psulim. Oy, bye, 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 bye." So now it depends. If he's able to go and bring Adam, then in fact she lived together with somebody else during the period of Erisin, then Chas V'Sholem she gets skila, uskalua, anchiira, babonim v'meisa, ki osas nevala b'Yisrael, lizno is beisavia. That's if it's true. However, if the whole thing is a buba meisa, that's what the Gemara calls moiti shemra. Moiti shemra, in such a case, what's the din? Number one, v'yisru oisai. In other words, that the chosin told fake news, it's not true. Then the Yisro Oisai, the Gemara is going to tell us, means he gets Malkis, and he has to go and pay 100 shekels. Zoi Shteit in the Torah. So now, Mietz Hashem, we're going to have later on Mem Vav Amid Aleph, in the middle of the Amid Aleph, a Machloik between Reb Elazar and Yaakov and the Chachamim, whether this din that the Chosin has to get Malkis and he pays 100 shekel, does that apply both Boal and Loi Boal, or only in a case of Boal? In other words, is it talking about a situation where on that Wednesday night after the Chasana he was Boil, the Kala, and he said Loi Matzashil Vitchab Sulim? Or it could be talking about a situation even if he was Loi Boal. And of course, the obvious question is Loi Boal, then how does he know if she had Psulim or not? So Rashi says he brings two false Edim that testify and say that we know for a fact that she was Mizana, and therefore that's why she didn't have Psulim. Anyway, a machloikis between the Rabbanan and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Gemara brings now this braisa here on Mem Hey Amid Beis, roughly 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the braisa says Hamoiti Shemra Loike, he gets Malkis. Venoisin Meya Sela, and he has to pay 100 Sela. Yes, Brother Shai. And he has to go and pay. Brother Shai, you having a question?
It's breaking up. I don't know.
You're coming in very fuzzy. I can't understand you. You're breaking up.
Shai, it's your computer. Shai, it's you.
They can go off of video. Barry, are you having the same issues? Can you hear okay?
No, I can't. Okay.
Sorry, Brother Shai. Apparently, the problem is on your end. Sorry for the problem. Anyway,
okay.
So the braisa says that the Tanakama says Hamoiti Shemra Loike, he gets Malkis, Venoisin Meyasela. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lilkois Loike Mikomokoi. He always gets Malkis. Meyasela, the Gabi, the payment of the Meyasela, it depends. Boal Noisei, if he was Boil the Kala that night, and it turns out that he said he was Moitzi Shemra, it was not true, she did have Psulim after all, he has to pay Meyasela. Loibal, if he was not Boil Eina Noisei, then he does not have to pay the Meyasela. What's the Machloikis? The Gemara gave us two Pshatim. We're going to skip down to Ikka D'Amri, which is six lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ikka D'Amri, Kula Kerblez Ben Yaakov. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Again, what does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold? That you only get Malkis and you only pay the 100 Sela, the 100 shekel, if and when there was a Maisa Bia, if the husband, if the Chusin was Boil. So what's the Machloikis? Vachi Kamar. And the Gemara repeats the Braisa. Ha Moitzi Shemra Loike, V'noisin Meya Sela, V'husha Boal. Like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, it has to be that there was a bia. And then if he told fake news, if he was Moiti Shemra, he gets Malkis and pays Meyasela. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lilkois Loikimikol Mokoim. As far as Malkis is concerned, there's always Malkis. Meaning, both Boal and Loi Boal. Ah, Frank Timora, the sub Rabbi Yehuda, Lilkais, Loikimi, Kalmokan. You always get Malkus regardless of whether he was Boal or not Boal. Votanya Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Boal Loike, Loi Boal, Aimer Loike. I have a stira Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. One Brisa says it makes no difference. Yo Baal, Nish Baal, always Malkus. Second Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it depends. If he was Boyel, and then he talked, and he said, Moitzi Shemra. He said, Sheker about his Kalo. Like it. Loi Baal ain't like it. It's obviously a stira Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara gives two answers. Teretz number one is Omer Nachman bar Yitzchak Loike Makis Mardis Midrabon. Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds that is only a din of Malkis Min HaToyra as well as paying 100 selah if he was boil like Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov holds. One Brisa says Loike Mikomokim, you always get Malkis Yor Be'ila Nish Be'ila. Not Minatoira, it's Midrabonan Altsmakis Mardis, because this guy is a bad guy. And the Chacham said, even though the Torah is not Mechayiv Malkis, we're going to be Mechayiv Malkis because of his terrible behavior. That's the Teretz Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rapapa Omer, top of Mem Vav Omid Aleph, my Boaloike. Meaning, Rapapa holds that the first Braisa which says, Lilkois Loike Mikol Mokoi means Malkis Mamish, says Rashi. Meaning it's Malkis Min HaToyra, not Malkis Mardis Midrabonan. Aye, the second Brisa says, Boal Loike, Loi Boal Eina Loike, Zotimora, my Boal Loike Tiktoni Hossam, means Mamoin. Malkis there doesn't mean to give him lashes, it means that we hit him with the penalty of having to pay 100. Even in English, you can use that term. You say, oh, the Bezin hit him with $100,000 he has to pay. Here's not $100,000, here's 100 shekel. So that's the loike, the gabi, the mamain. Frighty more of a car of the mamain, Malkis.
How does that
enter the stira? Because the first Bryson that says loike mikol moke means he always gets Malkis, Malkis mamish. Why do you get Malkis mamish? Because Igmora said before, even if it was einoi loike, we don't look at. There's noise in the background. Someone just joined us. So please put yourself on mute. Getting back to our Gemara, Rashi said yesterday that the reason why loike mikomokim, even if there was no be'ila, the reason is not because of the v'yisru oisai that it says in the parasha of the Moitzi Shemra, but because of the generic halacha of loiselech rochel ba'amecha. A person that goes around telling bad things about bad people, he gets Malkis. Normally it's a lav shein b'maisa. The beautiful issue to also lav shein b'maisa loiken olav. Where do I take this from? If you look at the Rashi over here, Rashi is bekitzer on the bottom. The beautiful oimel lilkais loiken mikol mokim. The last two lines, Malkis mishum asaros leimselich rochelu lav shein b'maisa loiken olav. So it's not because of the yisru oisay that you have over here in Parshas Moitzi Shemra, it's because of the generic, normal halacha, don't go around being Moitzi Shemra, don't say Lushan Horis. If you do, you're over on Loiselech Rochel Mamecha. It's good. That's why you always have Malkis Mikol Mokin. But now the Gabi the Hilchois Moitzi Shemra, if he was Boal, then he's Loike, meaning he has to go and pay the money as well. Loi Boal, if he was not Boal, then you don't have to pay any money. Why not? Because the din of the Yisru Oisrei Malkis, and the din of paying money is like Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, only if he was Boyel. It's good.
He still says Loi Boal ain't a Loike.
What is he ain't a Loike? Not Loike, he doesn't have to pay money. Why doesn't he have to go and pay money? Because that's Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. You only get Malkis and you only pay money if you were Boal. So Boal Loike has to pay the money. Loi Boal ain't a Loike. The other Bryce says, Lil Kois Loike Mikom Bokoim. Yes, Barry.
It says vin no stain mayor sella, vin no stain. It says loket vin no stain. How can you say the Malkus refers to the money if you're two separate? The
where are you reading from? You're reading right from the Tanakhama. How Moitzi Shema like?
That's all he was a Lezer Ben Yaakov. We said the kula by Lezer Ben Yaakov.
Barry. We're only focusing on the stira of Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says loikim mikol mokim. Second, Rabbi Yehuda says, Boal loike, le boal ain't a loike. there's obviously a disconnect between the two Rebbe Yehudas. Here Rebbe Yehuda says, in all circumstances, Malkus. What all circumstances? Bein loike, bein eino loike. What does the second Rebbe Yehuda say? It depends. If he was Baal, loike. Like Baal, eino loike. It's a chastira between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gemara gave one teretz, and now Rapapa says another teretz. The first price it says, Lucas loike mikol mokim, means there is always Malkus mamish. The reason for the Malkus is not because of the Yisru Oisai that you find in the parishes of Moitzi Shemra. It's because of Loiseilech Rachel Mamecha. A person shouldn't go around and tell bad things about other people. And if they do, they get the Malkus. Not because of the special parsha of Moitzi Shemra in the case of a Chosen Kalim. Generically, Reuven says bad things about Shimon. Shimon says bad things about Levi. You get Malkus because it says Loiseilech Rachel Mamecha. So that's the first brisa. The second brisa said, you only get Malkus if there was a Be'ila. That Malkus that we're referring to means to be hit with a punitive damage of a Knas of Meya, of the Meya Shekel, like it says in the Torah. So, again, the Papa Mamai Ba, Loike Diktoni, Hosam, he means Mummy. Freyti Marva Karlil Mummy Malkus. After all, the word Loike normally and typically means Malkus, he give lashes. It doesn't mean Mummy. And yes, we find this concept. Where? But tonight we have a Mishnah. Who state in the Mishnah? Mishnah Mesechtes Erchen. Ho'oimer Chatzi Erki Olai. No Yisin Chatzi Erki. We all know the halacha state in the Torah that what happens if a person goes and says Erki Olai or Erech Ploini Olai, how much do you have to pay? It has nothing to do with the person's real actual value. It's stipulated amounts depending on the person's gender and the person's age. So the marshal, if a person happens to be between the ages of 20 and 60, and he happens to be a male, the Torah says you have to pay 50 shekel. Okay, very simple. You pay 50 shekel. He says, Erki Olai, 50 shekel. Now what happens if that same person says, Chatzi Erki Olai? So now all of us mathematicians know that if normally Erki Olai means 50 shekel, how much is Chatzi Erki? It will be 25 shekel, right? Very simple. So Oimer Chatzi Erki Olai, Noisim Chatzi Erki, has to pay 25. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer, Loike, but Noisim Erech Sholem. He gets Malkus. Frey tomorrow, Loike Mai. What did he do wrong? He wants to go and donate monies for the Heilige Besmigdish. Because of that, he gets Malkus. Come on, what are you talking about? Omer Papa, don't say Loike, the Noisim, but Loike, Be'erech Sholem, that although he only said Chatzi Erki Olai, he has to pay the full amount of the 50. Why my timer? Xerech Chatzi Erki Otu Erech Chetzioi. Erech Chetzioi Havale Eivish and Hashem at Liabai. What happens if instead of saying Chatzi Erki Olai, a person says Erech Chatzi Olai? So you and I might think, isn't that the same thing? It's just, you know, Chatzi Erki Olai, Erech Chatzi Olai. No. Because when you say Erech Chatzi Olai, which means half of my body, I'm giving an Erech of half, that half of the body might include the brain, it might include the heart, it might include the lungs. Those are Evarim Shanashamat Luyabai. So in that half, that is considered to be, you know, Rubai Kikulai, that's really the person. So if a person says Erech Chatzi Olai, for sure you have to pay the full Erech. Because that Chatzi is talking about the Evarim Shanashamat Luyabai, that's the primary building blocks of that person. So for sure you have to go and give 100. Not 100, you have to go and give the 50 that says in the Torah. However, when a person says, Chatzi Erki Olai, Mitzar HaDin, you should only have to pay 25. But because of the potential confusion, they made a gzeira, and they said in all cases you have to give 50. All of that is fascinating. But the reason why we brought that is to show that although the Mishnah used the term, Loike v'noisin Erech Sholem, that loike doesn't mean you may get Malkus. It means loike by batzuling, by forcing the person to pay nezik shalom, not nezik shalom, the erech shalom. That is what the Mishnah refers to as loike. See here too, when we had that Rabbi Yehuda says bo'al loike loi bo'al eino loike. Truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yehuda holds you always give Malkus, not because of the yisru oisai by moitzi shemra, but you always give Malkus because he was oiver loiseilech rachel bi'amecha. Over on a generic law that applies b'kol atira kulu. That's why you're chayiv Malkus. The Tzvaita Brais says, Boil, like a lay, boil, ain't a like. That's talking about money. If he was boiled, then he has to pay the 100 shekel. Because we hold like the blazer in Yaakov, that you only pay the 100 shekel, as well as getting the Yisru Oisai Malkis, only if he was Boal. Loy Boal, if he was not Boal, Eina Loiki does not get hit. What doesn't he get hit with? He doesn't get hit with paying the 100 shekelim. Why? Because I hold like the blazer in Yaakov, that the din of Moiti Shema and the 100 shekelim only applies if he was Boal. Okay, so with this we clarified the stira Rabbi Yehuda, and we go on to a new brisa. From here, most of the Amud Aleph is going to be dealing with the psukim and the mekoyros. We keep on saying legabe a person who chas v'sholom is a moitzi shemra, that afterwards we have edim that say that what this person said was fake news, sinisht emes, he has to go and get malkis, and he pays 100. That the payment of the 100 says befeirish in the posse. Tener rabban. The Yisru ze Malkis. It's Bishloim of Onchu ze Mamay. That's a Befeish in the Pasik. For those of you that have the Torah or HaShalem, he brings the Pasik in its entirety. That if the person you have over here, this Onchu, Velokhu Zigno Ir Hahias Ish, go back one more Pasik. Bina Yehus Sam Alilis Varam Lamer. It's halfway down Ois Aleph in these Gemaras. Bina Yehus Sam Alilis Varam Lamer. This fellow, this chosin, was telling lies. He said, "Lematzachil vitcha psulim," and the father says, "The ele psulim biti. Here are the psulim. What is he talking about?" Uforsu asim lefnei zikni ir. Pashup shat in the pasuk is he spreads out the bedspread. You see all the dam. It's gushing with blood because she had psulim after all. That's a pashup shat. We'll see another pshat later in the gemara. But the point is, the father proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that this chosin is a bad guy. He's being moitzi shemra, and it's not true. So what do we do to a guy like that? Says the pasuk, "V'lokhu zikna ira here's ish v'yisru oisai." What's my v'yisru oisai? Rashi and Chumash says he give him malchus. How do you know? Maybe v'yisru oisai means that from now on he has to learn musha for the next 12 years. Every day he has to have a musa seder. He learns mesilas yisharim. Sigmar is going to discuss that momentarily. Next pasuk, "V'onchu oisai me'achesef v'nosna v'yanara." So back to our gemara. That v'anchu zem mamin dichsev says v'anchu oisay me'achesev. That's a double portion. What's not v'yavar? El v'yisru zem malchus. We know how do you know means malchus. Bavol manu yisru mi yisru v'yisru mi ben uben mi ben v'yim bin hakoyis harosha. You're right. The word yisru on its own doesn't tell you malchus, but I learned it from Exeira Shabbat. Here it says yisru v'yisru oisay, and then you have by a ben soirer u'moira. By us, that's the Ois Beis in the Torah HaShalem. Ki yile ish bein tzera moira. Ein ene shemeiv kalove kalve imai. The Yisru Oisai. Now, over there, also doesn't say clearly that Yisru Oisai means Malkus. All I know is that I learned Yisru from Yisru. And, just like that Yisru in that Pasuk, it says, bein tzera moira. Oh, so the Yisru has a relationship with the word ben. So now we're going to export the ben from that Pusik to our Pusik. And when it says by uns, by the case of the Moitzi Shemra, it's as if it also says the word Ben. Okay, Mazel Tov. So what do I have from that? But I have another Pasik mit Ben. That's Vayim Bin Hakoy Sarasha. You look at Pasik Gimel. Vayim Bin Hakoy Sarasha. Ve'piloi ha'shoivit v'kol lefan of Kedei Yushasim b'mispar. Now that Kedei Yushasim b'mispar is talking about, next Pasik, Arboim Ya'kenu lo Yosef. That's talking about Malkis. Ah, so we have the word over there, Bin Hakoy Sarasha. This person deserves to get Pech, meaning to go and get Malkis. And it says the word Ben. Oh, so that's how I know. Our V'yisru Oysoi by Moiti Shemra doesn't say the word Ben. However, I import the word Ben from Ben Soiru Moira. Oh, so it's as if it says Ben over here. And that Ben is like the Bin Hakoisa Rasha. Then what do? You go and give him lashes. You go and give him Kedei Rishasim in this part. Shai? So I see from this that the word Yisru means Malkis. Right. We know a famous rule. Ein Oinshin Ella Im Kein Mazhirin. You can't go and give a punishment unless the Torah says, no, don't do it. So Timur Asar, the Moiti Shem Minolan, where is the Asar? It just says the Yisro Oisai. Who is the Asar? Rablaza Oimer, Rablaza Omar, it's in the Pasik, Moloi Selech Rachel. That's the Pasik that we spoke about before. That Loi Selech Rachel is both a generic, general, Kolatera Kula, And also specifically over here, you, Moitzi Shemra, Lo Yisevich Rachel, don't go around telling falsehoods about other people, and in this case, about your own kala that you just married. So that's the generic lot. Reb Nosser Oimer, it says, possibly Nishmar to me, Kol Dovara. So even though it doesn't say clearly what that is referring to, when I was learning with Ben Zion, my son, last night, he says it's obvious from the Gemara that the word Dover is referring to Dibor. And Vinishmarta, stay away from a Dibora. So where does it say Vinishmarta? That's a lav, Zok to Rashi, wherever it said in the Pasik, Hishomer, Pen Vial, Ein Elebel, Loi says. So the way for the word Vinishmarta is if it says, Aloi mit an Aleph, don't do Dibora. So that happens to be the lav. So now the question is, both psukim seem to be lovely psukim. Why does Reb Lozer insist on his pasuk, and why does Reb Nosson insist on his pasuk? Reb Lozer, my timely Omar, my high. Why doesn't he learn from the pasuk? Nishmar to be called over up. Only boy living in Pinchas Ben Yor. Nishmar to be called over up. He can't remember Pinchas Ben Yor. Ayihara Odom Yoyim Yovli Day Tuma Balayla. That Nishmar to be called over up is not talking about Hilchois being Moitzi Shemra, Loshen Hora, Loiselech Rochel. That's coming to tell us a special din. A person should not be in Bahar Biyoim and comely day Tumma Laila. So now you're wondering to yourself, what does one thing have to do with the other? And the answer is because these two psukim are back to back in the Torah. If you look at the pasuk, and I have it in number Hey of the Torah Or HaSholeim, it says, Kiseitze Machna Aloi Vecha, if you're going to war, Finishmar to be called Dovara. Next pasuk. A person is a balkari. Because he's tamei until he goes to the mikvah, he has erev shemesh, etc. Ah, so the first pasuk of nishmat we call dovera. The next pasuk says, "Be careful if you're not tor mikrei loyla." Means a balkari. So that's the connection between the two psukim. How does a person become a balkari? Because he has bad thoughts. So don't have a bad thought during the day, and you won't come a day balkari balei. So it has nothing to do with our case. Reb Nosson, my time, Eliyomer Mehai. Why did Reb Nosson learn it from the pasuk of Loiseilech Roch Ubamecha? Asulahar Zahar LeBezdin Shlei Heirach Lezeh VeKosh Lezeh. That's a warning to the Bezdin. When you have two litigants, don't be nice to one and be hard on the other. You're going to say, what does that say? Where is it Loiseilech Roch? What are you talking about? So Zok to Rashi, Rach Lezeh. Rashi is about five lines higher than we are. VeRoch Loshoin, Rach Li. The word Rachel is like Rachli. Take the word Li and reverse it, it's Rachil. So that's what the Torah is telling you. Bezdin, if you are going and adjudicating, either be soft on everybody or be hard on everybody. But don't be soft on Reuven and hard on Shimon, because then automatically Shimon is going to be intimidated, because I see that the Bezdin seems to be in favor of Reuven. They're so nice to him and to me. They speak to me so terribly. Good, so that's what I said. Right. A new Bryson. Again, we have over here a situation of a husband who is being moitzi laz, moitzi shemra on his new wife and saying the matzatzi vitcha psulim. Now, we're not going to just believe him on his say-so. He's got to go and bring edim that will say, yes, she, unfortunately, Rachmon Litzlan, lived with another man during the period of Eirusin. Therefore, she was an Eishes ish that was mezana, and therefore, what should she get? She should get skila. What happens to the Omele Eidim boy Viduni? He didn't call any Eidim, they came on their own. In other words, nice guys who said, yeah, we're going to go and be made. And we're talking about false Eidim. We're not talking about true Eidim. False Eidim that say testimony. We were there, we saw it 6 months ago at night. We saw that she went in the Hester with Mr. Smith, and we saw what happened in Rachman Litzla. But it wasn't true. The whole thing was baloney. Dr. Bryson, who ain't a loike ven a noise mea sloim, he does not have to get malchus in such a situation. He doesn't get made sloim because the Gemara holds that the only time he gets malchus and mea sloim is if he were the one that dragged in the edim to go and verify and authenticate and confirm his accusation that she was chas v'sholem and matzotzim v'tchem psulim because she lived with someone during this man of Erzin. But if two guys came on their own, they're the bad guys, but he doesn't have to pay in such a situation, doesn't get malchus.
But he did accuse her. He said long
ago. No question he accused her, otherwise we wouldn't even be talking about it. He made the accusation, but he didn't call Adam, he didn't hire Adam. They came freebies on their own, because these are bad guys, obviously, and for some reason they want to tee up a shtickle to this girl.
Why are you saying that they accused her?
What do you mean?
Even if he didn't accuse her.
Possibly,
two Adam came, you have to listen to the two Adam.
What happens if a chus and kala get married and everything is wonderful?
Right, and two eidim come. You have to
forget about the eidim. A chus and kala get married, everything is wonderful. Will you say the next morning, okay, chus, and since you got married last night, you get now malchus and you go and have to pay 100 kesef?
Oh.
Obviously not. Only when would you do that? If he made a false accusation, like it says in the Torah.
Even if he didn't make an accusation, you still have to listen to the eidim.
There's no question about it.
Right,
but you don't need a braisa to go and tell you that he doesn't get malchus, he doesn't pay meis loim, if he didn't participate in false accusation. So the case is talking, he made a false accusation. And then the Bezin says, no, prove it. Chanish can eidim, I have no eidim. Two eidim come in from the street and say, we're going to be the eidim. Says the Gemara, even afterwards we're going to prove that those eidim were wrong, shakranim,
no,
we're going to bring...
He made an accusation.
He made an accusation.
100%,
otherwise it wouldn't be a din Torah, there wouldn't be a bezin sitting on it.
Why do you have to, as I'm saying, why do you have to say that?
Because since the Gemara is saying that eidim were meyed, where were the bezin meyed?
They by themselves, no?
They didn't go and meyed here in Bismedish, it had to be in front of a bezin. And if the bezin, that means it didn't
Torah. They could be meyed without an accusation.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be involved.
No, I'm saying,
let me ask you a question. Fine, I hear you loud and clear. Two eidim who happen to be fine tired mention, at least that they come in with dressed as if they're fine tired mention, they say, Bezin, we just have to tell you the following, we have a guilty conscience.
Right.
6 months ago we saw this young lady unfortunately live behester with somebody else and therefore she deserves to get skilled. Theoretically you're right, you could have a case like that. Now, would anybody think under those circumstances, the husband is sitting in Bismedish learning, he's learning the daf, he doesn't have to go and pay Meir Kesef, he doesn't get Malchus, if these eidim are false. Of course he doesn't get paid, because he wasn't even involved.
Right.
So it must be that he brought a case, and he made a false accusation. And then he said, okay, now I'm going back to Bismedish to learn, and you, Bezin, you figure it out. Two eidim come on their own. In such a case, if those two eidim are false, he doesn't get punished with the Meir Kesef.
And if eidim don't come?
Then he's going to lose the case, because the only way... I'm waiting to Michal Avaraya. If he wants to go and get her skila, he's going to have to go and prove it.
The Pasuk doesn't say that the eidim come. Pasuk says that.
It's automatic. And we're going to see more about it. We're not done yet. We're Metz Hashem. We're going to talk more Bahar Chav.
Because even though he falsely accused her,
and
as he didn't bring the eidim,
exactly,
no malchus and no einish mamon.
Because the chiddush from the braisa is then correct. The braisa continues on. He was remeh makdim lebeis askira. What happens if the eidim are emistika eidim? Then she gets malchus. She gets skila. And the Adam Zomman gets killer. And we had this Gemara already a couple of days ago. Freddy Martin, he was in there. So could I talk? I mean, it's one or the other. If it's true, then she gets killer. If it's not true, the Adam Zomman gets killer. One of the two. Fine. That's the end of the price. Now the Gemara is Medaik. Time with the Loy Omalahu. For Omalahu, Afagav the Loy Agrino. The Gemara is making a diak. We're saying, what's the reason why he doesn't have to go and pay? What's the reason why he didn't go and give Malchus, why he doesn't get Malchus? Because he didn't say to the Edom, come and testify. What happens if he came, he went over to Reuven and Shimon, please, come on into Bezin, testify falsely, then he would get the punishment of the Meir Sela amid the Malchus. Avgav Leagrinu, even if he didn't pay the Edom, they just came voluntarily. At Kibbet and Reuven and Shimon, please, come say Eda Sheker against my wife, and they came in, he didn't pay them. So well, why is he more saying that? Nafukim Rabbi Yehuda, Tesanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oima, Eina Chayiv, he only is Chayiv the Malchus, and the Meir Kesef, Achi Yizkor Edim. He has to pay the Edim. Reuben and Shimon give each one of you $100, Kumarain, and Zog Falcha Edis. Might have Rabbi Yehuda, where did you get this from? I don't see it anywhere in the Pasuk. Have Xayda Shabbat. Ksiv Hachet says in the Pasuk, the sum la aliloiz dvorim leimar. The Pasuk continues on, le matzasi levitcha psulim. And, uksiv hasam le simon olav neshech. So here it says, the sum la, he placed accusations in the court. And le simon olav neshech means that if you're making a loan, you're not allowed to go and put in an interest factor in the document. So mal halon, just like by that sisima loshen sima, it means moment, it means ribis, it means geld. Afkan, which says the sum lalil dvarim means mit geld. So he went and hired two. Okay. Omer nachma yitzav vechintani Rabbi Yosef tzidoyni beir of Shimon Yechoi. Same as we just said. Now as yisima sima, this Rabbi Yehuda has arrived at sima sima. Now he proves it also from this price from Rabbi Yosef tzidoyni sima sima that you have to pay money. So if you asked two false Edom to testify, and you didn't pay them, According to Yehuda, Einachai, if you would not go and get Malkus to pay the Meir Chesed. The other price is said, you don't need to pay. As long as you asked to aid him, and they testified, and it was testified falsely, then you got to pay the 100, and you get the Malkus. But both prices agree that if he didn't call the aid him, and he didn't pay the aid him, they came on their own voluntarily, then he is off the hook. He's a bad guy for making the false accusation. But he does not get Malkus, and he does not have to pay the 100 shekel. By Rabbi Yirmiya, this is very similar to Rabbi Yirmiya they have throughout Shas. And you remember, the Gemara says elsewhere that Rabbi Yirmiya used to ask these types of questions to go and make the oilam abyssal leimedik, abyssal freilich, because it was in times of terrible times by Klal Yisrael, in the times of the Chorban, and people were very, very depressed. So Rabbi Yirmiya used to go and ask, Azelcha Gishmak, Ashailas, and he asked, Asochem Bekarka Mau, Pepochas Mishova Pruta Mau, Shneim Pruta Mau. Rabbi Yirmiya was saying, if you're learning Sima Sima from the Posik of Ribbis, Ribbis is only applies if you're talking about cash. You can go and put in the dishtar that you're going to have to go and pay the following amount of Ribbis. What happens if he was soicher, he hired the two Edim, but not with cash, but with a piece of karka? If the two of you are going to come and going to testify on my behalf, I'm going to go and give you a piece of karka, fear amis by fear amis, here in Monroe, where every single day, Berkshim, the prices are going up, and therefore you're going to be able to go and make a mint with this piece of property. Would he be chayiv on that? By ribbis, ribbis is only shayach, says Rashi, neshech kesef neshech oichel. You only talk about ribbis if you're talking about in forms of money and in forms of food. Yet you borrowed one chal and you give the person back later on a chal and a half. That would be ribbis. Here you're talking about sochem bekarka mau. What we did, if you're learning sima sima, do you learn it has to be dafka, cash, or oichel? What happens if he paid the two Edom less than a Shem Bepruta? Or Shneim Bepruta. Together they were Bruta, but each one was only a Chutzi Bruta. Mau. Do you learn the Sima with the Ganskai, the whole Sima Sima, that's got to be real money just like by Ribbis? Or do you go and say, no, this is a Ashtikal Remez Sima Sima, but really, anytime you give any amount with even the Chutzi Bruta, even Karka, and the Gemara is not Poishit these Shaitas. Boy, Ravashi. Ravashi had other shailas. Hoyti shemra al nisuim rishoinim mahu al nisuim ochiv mahu. The case of the nisuim rishoinim is very fascinating. You have a chusin kala. They got married on Wednesday. Wednesday night they had the first beer, and then they lived together for the next year or two. And then for whatever reason they decided to divorce each other. Finish. Nobody talked about psulim. Nobody talked about yom matzasi, loy matzasi, al tzivein fight. So unfortunately they got divorced. And then shortly thereafter, they had a reconciliation, and Baruch Hashem, they got remarried. And of course, she didn't marry anybody in between, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to go and remarry. But they remarried. And people say that that's a mitzvah, or the yod, the mishnah, mishklaf kimen. So he remarried. And now, the second time after he remarried, a month later, he comes to Bez and says, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, during my first marriage on that Wednesday night, l'matzasi l'bitcha psulim, and therefore I'm going to bring two Edom to go and show that she was a rishanta, and she was lived with another man, she was mezana, b'shas man erison. Can you do something? Does the din of oitzua shemra, that if afterwards it turns out that the whole thing is false, that we should go and give the meya chesed, and does he get malchus? Do you say something like that? And the sui achiv mal. So Yochav is talking about a situation with a Yavam, that you have the original Chusin. The Chusin gets married to the Kala, and they live together for a year or two, whatever it was, and then Nebuchadnezzar passed away without children. The Yavam comes on the scene, he's Miyavam her, and then he comes into Bezin a day later, a week later, and he says, Bezin, by the way, when I lived with her, there was no problem, because she was already a Ba'ula from Vada from before, the Yavam. But I know that that first night, on that Wednesday night, my brother didn't see Lamatzasi Lebibcha Psulim, because she was already, unfortunately, she was a Zoyna, and she lived with somebody else during this month. Erison, she's a bad guy. What's the din? If afterwards it turns out that that's all false, does he have to pay the Meya Kesef? And does he get Malkus? Azoyin Frey Travashi. So tomorrow, Pshoit Mia Chodr. The first Shaila about the Sunari Shoinim, I can't be Pashit. But the second Shaila can be Pashit, because the price is the Tanir of Yoinim. And speak to Nasatil Isha Zeh, Lozeh Veloili Yavam. A father says, I gave this man to my daughter, Isha Zeh, and then afterwards he comes up with these false accusations, that's got to be Zeh, and not the Yavam. He didn't give the Yavam into marriage, he gave the first brother into marriage. So therefore, by Yavam, this halacha doesn't apply. Now, we started with the Gemara today, that's the Machlok between Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, whether the halacha of the Anshu Oisei Meya Chesef, and the din of Malkus, whether it applies Dafke when he was boiled, that the Chos was boiled, or even Loi boil. And we said this in Machloikis, Rabban Belezim and Yaakov, Frank Timor, my Rabban, my Belezim and Yaakov. Decide, we have a price. Ketzer Azor Shemra. Tell me the whole procedure, from beginning to end. Bolebez Dimi Omar Ploini. The Chusin comes in and says, I lived with my wife the first time last night. Okay, im yesh edim shizim tachtav. If there are edim that you in the zana tachtav, tachtav means during the period of erisin. Yesh l'ksuva mana. She doesn't get a ksuva masayim. She gets a ksuva mana. And the Gemara asks the obvious question: what are you talking about? Im yesh edim shizim tachtav yesh l'ksuva mana. Baskili, go and stone her immediately. What are you talking about? Yom ksuva nish ksuva. The edim that she was chas hashom, she was mezana. So you're right. Hachikom, I have to make a slight modification of the price. And we start again. Im yesh edim shezinsa tachtov v'taka edim dem v'skila avada. You take her out el shar beis aviya uskulua an she'ira ba'banu ba'meisa ki osin avalu b'Yisrael avada skila. What happened? Zinsa meikara. He brought edim that she was mezana, but not during this man of Erisin. Before this man of Erisin, even before they got married through Erisin. So therefore, at the time that he was ma'ariser and he gave her the kesef of kiddushin, she already at that time was a ba'ula. Says the chosin, Mela, I like her and I'm going to keep her. But if I would have known that she was a ba'ula, I would never have agreed to a ksuba of masayim. I would agree to a ksuba of mana. So timora, since me'ikar yesh a ksuba mana. Rashi tells us, and this is according to the mandiyama that we learned earlier on in Amar Masechta, yesh a ksuba mana, because it was another mandiyama that said it's a mech of toys and you don't get anything. Good. Right. Nimtish shemra. Einoi shemra. What happens if what he was saying is not true? In other words, it was just moitzi shemra, not a scintilla of evidence or truth. Who like him and I samir sala? Zoktitanakama, bein boal, bein loy boal. That's the Rabbanan that we were quoting before. Reb Leizer ben Yaakov Omer, loy nemu dvorim halolu, elakisha boal. The dvorim halolu means to pay the meyasela. And to go and get Malkus, it must be that he was by. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the psukim. Mishlam leblez when Yaakov hainu l'chsiv. We have two psukim. We have uvo eleha, the ekrav eleha. In other words, if you look again, Torah Shalom, he has a 10 psukim here. Kikach ish isha uvo eleha. Now what does bo mean? That's a Lashon bia. Sounds like bia, right? And then it says right in the pasuk that he made a alilis dvar voitzle shemra. And he says, "Va'ekrav eleha." That's the second pasuk. Okay? Va'ekrav eleha. Le'motzasi lo psula. Now, what means va'ekrav eleha? We got very close. Very close means that we were intimate. So that's a lashon of bia. So then I understand where Blazim and Yaakov says it's only din of v'yisro oisa me'achesef if there was bia. El rabbanon mai uvo eleha va'ekrav eleha. What does that mean? Everything more uvo eleha ba'alilois va'ekrav eleha bidvarim. Remember the Gemara quoted before, the sum law alilois dvorim leimar. So the Gemara is saying, when it says voila means he came to her balilois with accusations. Alila means an accusation. And I started talking to her bidvorim, and I said to her, young lady, it seems to me that we got a problem over here because I heard from Aiden that you were Mizana. So even before Bia, he's already accusing her and he's making statements. So therefore, Kuntirabanan, you don't dash a boy leva ekra velea poship shot that it means that they had bia. It means that he came up with accusation and with words. If he was boiled, then he can go and say, I had bi'ila and there were no psulim. How does he know? He wasn't boiled. What does it mean, kishore psulim? Rashi learns word kisharim from the lashon of kashrus. I didn't find edim that were willing to go and say about you that you are a psula. If you look at the Rashi, kishore psulim. Rashi is about, you see where we start the wide lines in the Gemara, go another two lines down. Kishore psulim is a Rashi. Edim sheyazimu o yakhishu es elu viyakhshiru es bitcho lepsula gemura. Meaning, I have Edom that say that she was Mizan. I have two Edom. I didn't want her to chas v'shalom get skila. I didn't want to divorce her. I love her. However, I have bad Edom. So I looked for other Edom to be mazim these Edom and to say that these two Edom are false. Imanu hayisem. Abachanishke trofin. Einem shiyazimu o yakhishu eselu v'yakhshiru es bitcha lepsula gemura. I was hoping we'd find two Edom that say that she's kosher. That's l'matzvah sevitcha, back to the gemara, l'matzvah sevitcha k'shari psulim. I wasn't able to find Edom that go and say to the contrary of the Edom that I have. I have two Edom that say she was mezana. I didn't find any other Edom that said no, so we're stuck with the situation that I have to say goodbye.
Listen, Yaakov Sul says you get Malkus, right?
What do you mean?
According to Zoy Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. Meaning according to you, you would still get Malkus. He doesn't have to pay.
You're going on earlier. Correct.
Right.
And every time that he says Moiti Shemra, it's only according to one price. It depends on the first price, the second
price. Right.
Yeah, but you're right. You get Malkus not because of Hilchoy's the Yisro Oisai, but because of the generically Selech Rachel that you have a Kol HaTorah. Correct. Back to the mark. By the way, that was Rabbi Yehuda. Here we're not talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Here we're talking about Rabbi
Yehuda. Yeah.
But this price doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda.
We're going based on that he gets nothing.
According to Blazman Yaakov, nothing. If Loi Baal, nothing.
No Malkus, no Mammon.
Even Rabbi Yehuda, it's only because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lav She'in by Maisa Loi Kinala.
Right.
We don't normally hold that. So presumably Blazman Yaakov doesn't hold that way either. And he holds, no, Lav She'in Maisa ain't Loi Kinala. Back to El Rabbanan. So that's all good Nachman. I wasn't able to find Edom that said that she's kosher. That the father comes and says, Rabbi Yisai, these are psulim. So what's pshat psulim? Pasha pshat, it means he brings the sheet or the towel, the bedspread that's full of psulim. El Rabbanan, there was no be'ila, my, the eile psuliviti. The eile kshori psuliviti, the same pshat. That the father says, I have Edom Hamazimim or Machishim that say that those other Edom are baloney, and these are the real Edom, and they're Machsher. She spreads out the similar. So that's again Poshib Shad. You take out the similar, and they're going to go and show that there's blood on it. There was no Be'ila to took place. Well, how are you going to be Forsua similar? Pershu Ma Shisamla. The word forsu hasimla means perishu. They're going to be mefarish. They're going to explain and expound the fact, expound upon mashis samla, what they were talking about the samla alila isdvarim, about the false accusations. What do you mean? Kiddush sign like I said in the bright. Forsu hasimla malamit shebo edim shelzeh. The edim shelzeh uboyinus hadover kisimla chadasha. He's going to bring his edim. They're going to go and say that unfortunately she was mezana. The father is going to go and bring his Edom to go and say, those two Edom imanu ayisem, and therefore what they're telling is baloney. And then the Bezin is going to take the two pair of Edom together, and they're going to have to mavara vez yo vez nish, like similar chadosh, like a brand new similar. In other words, they're going to come out hopefully with a dover noki, with a clear cut psakalok or whatever it is. Aryeh, he's leaving in a few minutes if you still want to be Menachem Uvo. Okay? Rabitcha, if you want to still chaperayim, go quickly now. But if you don't want, you don't have to. But if you want it, you have to go right now because you're going to be leaving in 5-10 minutes. Okay? Zokti Mark. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oyma, Dvarim Kichsav. Again, we're talking about the similar. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Dvarim Kichsav, similar Mamish. We're talking about Mamish since he was boil, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Bring in the similar, bring in the sheet, bring in the towel, we'll see. Was there psulim? Was an absulim? But according to the way that Rabbanan are learning, means you're going to be mavar the halacha as if it's a similar chadash. Sholach Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yaakov Bar Giyuri Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Afakam Fru Metzid B'chol Atrira Kula Shecholak Akosim Shechidak Akosim Ben Bia LeKedark LeBiyish LeKedarka LeMakas LeOinshin. Normally B'chol Atrira Kula, whenever it says in the parsha of Aroyos that a person is not allowed to live together with his mother, he's not allowed to live with his sister, he's not allowed to live with his aunt, all of those, it makes no difference. Kedarka Shalai Kedarka. Why? Rashi says, because it says in the Pasuk, Mishkevei Isha, that each woman, there's a possibility of two Mishkevois, Kedarka Shalai Kedarka, makes no difference. And therefore, if Chas V'Shalom, this person is going to get Koris, Tzemalkis, Tzemisa, makes no difference, Kedarka Shalai Kedarka. Aval, in our case, Moiti Shemra Chilik, here there is a Chilik. Einoi Chayiv Ad Sheyivo Shalai Kedarka, V'yoyti Shemra Kedarka. That the Vyoiti Shemra Kedarka means he's Moiti Shemra that she did not have psulim. Why not? Because she lived with somebody months ago during the period of Erisin. And that's why there's no psulim. Because she lived with someone Kedarka. Because if she lived with somebody else, Shaloi Kedarka, he wouldn't know your psulim, nish psulim. So the accusation is Vyoiti Shemra Kedarka. Then what it says, Achi Yivu Shaloi Kedaka, Rashi says it doesn't mean Davka Yivu Shaloi, means even if he's Boyo Shaloi Kedaka, it really makes no difference what the Chosin did the night after the marriage, whether he's Boyo Kedaka, Boyo Shaloi Kedaka, that's Lemala Velemoy. But he has to be Moiti Shemra that when she lived Bishas the Erisin, that she was a Mizana, it was Kedaka, because otherwise you'd find Psilda.
So Einichai
means that if the husband made a false accusation to go, and therefore he deserves to get Malkus, or deserves to go and get the Meyachasim, it has to be that the Be'ila that he's talking about last night on Wednesday night was either Kedarka or Shalai Kedarka, makes no difference, but the accusation has to be that she was Mizana Kedarka. But that's Igmor. What you are saying as a Deva Pash is Igmor Shai. Come on.
If he was boil shaloi kedarka, how could he say lemitzos and get from
soup? Because oh, yeah, good boy, Hashem. No, but this is the same shaloi yesterday.
Am I saying give a kick? Come on, ikrabanan. If this price goes to rabbanan, afgav doy boal. Why are you saying it had to be a beila yol kedarka, nish kedarka? Even if it didn't make beila at all, that whole night he only said tilim. The whole night at Nogalan to daf, he comes with a false accusation. Still, there's a din of malchus mitamei kesef. So, what is after yol kedarka, nish kedarka? If Blazer Ben Yaakov means it has to be Boal, meaning literally like it says in the Torah, Farsu Asimla, then there's no way that he could make those accusations unless there was a Be'ila. So what are you talking about that he had a Be'ila Shloi Kedarka? How would he know? That was your Shaila. How would he know? Says Yimo, you're right. So we're going to change the whole halacha. El Shalach Rav Kana, Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Einoi Chayiv, according to Blazer Ben Yaakov. Actually, Yovo Kedarka, so there was a proper Be'ila. Yoytu Shemra Kedarka, that makes a lot of sense, because it could have Blazer Ben Yaakov, you only go and
so
manage.
So the Blazer Ben Yaakov is not else that he had a no from her, and that's why he pays. It's mashma that he had to have actually seen there was no Bezula.
Exactly.
Meaning, because the Shmer said yesterday that it's, yeah, he said as far, it makes sense. Shmer was here yesterday, he said it makes sense that when he's bald, according to Blazer Ben Yaakov, because he had a little hanof from her, so he should pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would make sense. As far as
if he was Baal.
He was Baal, you had a little anah from her pay.
And there's like a massive.
But over here, even if he had anah, according to this, mm-hmm. it would have to mean that it was Kedarka not because of the anah, because actually the Pashat Pshan the Pasuk is that he didn't see Psulim.
Exactly. Vo Eleha, the Ekra Veleha.
What do you mean? That he actually didn't see Pashat Pshan the Pasuk, Nishka.
According to Blazer Ben Yaakov, the Pashat Pshan the Pasuk is like Blazer Ben Yaakov.
Right.
That the Chos and Kali were together, he was boil, and I didn't see Nibsulim, no blood.
See anything. Nishka,
exactly. So, could Rabbi Ben Yaakov, that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Right. Rabbi Yochanan is paskling like Rabbi Ezra Ben Yaakov. You only chayv the Meir Chesed mit the Yisru Oisei with the Malkis if he was boil Kedarka, and he was Moitzi Shemra that she lived Kedarka, and therefore there were no Psulim last night, and then it turns out the accusations were false, then you give him Malkis and he has to pay the Meir Chesed. Just like Rebbe Zvin Yaakov. On to the next Mishnah. We already touched on in the previous Mishnah the rights that a father has. After all, we're talking about generally oinus and pitre, that the father has a right to get the knas. So then we got off a little bit on a tangent, and we're going to continue a little bit on a tangent, that the av is ulzer zoyche bebitoy, bekidushel, bekesem shtar bebeer. If a father is marrying off either a ktano or a nara, he's entitled to go and accept the kedushin on her behalf, and kesef, and keep the kesef kedushin. It doesn't belong to her, it belongs to him. If there's a shtar which is handed over, he can receive the shtar. Ubebiyah, and he could be moiser his daughter lebiyah. In other words, he could tell his daughter, whether you like the schusan or not, he's your husband, go to your husband. The Mishnah continues on, zakoy memtziyasa, he's also zoicha, any metziyah that she finds in the street, she has to give it to him. Umasiyah deah, and if she has any income, because she works, the masiyah daim goes to him. Umafaris nadareah, if she made a neder, the father has the right to be meif in a dar. Umekabel is gitta. If she only had erisin, says Rashi, not nisuin, only had erisin, and then the chus and kala break up, he can accept the get on her behalf as if he is the kala himself, because he is the kala. He has all the rights to this young lady. However, nisuin, says Rashi, he loses the rights and he could not be mekabel gitta on her behalf. She would have to, unless she's remind him as a shliach. Mein oichel peiris bechayeha. What happens if she got a Yerusha, says Rashi, from her mother's side, and the Yerusha came to her, to this young lady, to the daughter, and not to the father? The father cannot go and take out any peirois, meaning what we would normally call nechsi, mulug nechsi, tzein barzel, where normally the husband would have the right to the peiris. The father has no right to the peiris. But b'chayyah, as long as she is alive. If chuli l'vachas, she were to die, the father is the next of kin, we're assuming that she is single, then the father would go and yarshin from her, and then he would get the peiros mit the keren mit alles. But as long as she's alive, the father cannot eat peiros. What happens if she's a ketana? You have to go and put it away in a trust account and leave it for her and as an abotrops, right? Okay, stop, period. Now, new case. Until now, we're talking about a father. Now, nisis, what happens when she gets married? The ketana or the nara, and it wasn't just eidus, and it was nisuin. Yasser olav abal. Now the baal has more rights to his wife than the father had to his daughter. Number one, shorikol peiros b'chayyah. The mushal, if you brought a nechsi malug, although the nechsi malug still belonged to her, however, he has the peiros throughout the lifetime when they're living together. V'chayim mezoniseh, he has to go and give her mezonis, upe prekuna, if chas v'shom, she's taken into captivity by goyim, whatever, he has to ransom her. Ukvaras, if she dies, he has to pay for the kvura. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, afilo onish b'Yisrael, the minimum that he has to pay for the kvura and for the levaya, le'yifchis mishnei chalilim, u'mekoinenes. Meaning that even the most poor people, when they conducted funerals in those days, at a minimum they had two chalilim, two flutes, because flutes apparently are ma'oyer bechi and cause people to go and start crying when they hear the flutes at a levayim. Mekanenis and someone that's going to go and make sounds again to cause the oilim to be nisragish and nisoyer to bechi. So that's the minimum. We'll talk about the more and more. What's the machloikis, what the Tanakamo agrees, and what do you do by an asher? Mitchum tomorrow, and the next day we'll Mitchum Zay. Okay, so now from here to the bottom of the Omid, we're really going to go into the Mekoiris. How do we know that the father has all of these rights? So, Dr. Kesef Minola, and how do I know the Avzakobi Bitoi in the Kesef Kiddushin? Om Rav Yudom Akrot in the Pasvi Yotzachinam, Ein Kosef, Ein Kesef Lanam Zevi, Eish Kesef Li Odoin Achet. Yotzachinam Ein Kosef is talking about an Omivria, and this Omivria is leaving. Now, why is she leaving? Because she became a na'ara. Until now, she was a ketana. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, that if you want to go and sell a daughter, you can only sell a ketana, you can't sell a na'ara. When she gets shtei simanim at the time of bas mitzvah, she goes out automatically. And the pasuk of Yotzachinam and Kosef, you don't have to go and pay any kesef to the odoin and say, well, you bought it with a cheshbon of 6 years. And because she became to shtei sa'aris, you only had 5 years, so maybe I have to go and pay you back the groin, maybe I have to go pay a certain percentage back. No. Ain't kosef. She goes out free. A person has to know in advance you're buying an Amivriya. She's 10 years old, you're only going to get 2 years. If she's 5 years old, you get 6 years. You don't have to notice. So if she leaves early, ain't kosef, you don't have to pay. Ain't kosef lon zet. So this other, you don't have to go and pay any reimbursement because she's only working for 5 years. You should have known. Bas mitzvah, she goes out. When she leaves another Odoin, he does get kesef. Who's that other Odoin? Manu Avia. The father was her master until she becomes 12 years old, until she becomes a boigris. So therefore, if she leaves his reshus by getting married, that kesef kedushin goes to him. Maybe I should go and say that the money goes to her. The Rashi says, why would I say that? Because instead of darshaning the pasuk, ein kesef odin ze, v'yesh kesef odin acher, maybe I should say, ein kesef b'yetziyazu, aval yesh kesef b'yetziyazu. When she leaves her odin, there is no kesef. But when she leaves her father, there is kesef. Who gets that kesef? She gets the kesef. So tomorrow, that's not a svar. We know that the father gets the kiddush in the chsev, esbit nusat liyishazeh. He has full rights to designate her chosun as long as she's a ketana or nara. So he shak the kaspa. Would it make sense that he makes the decisions and gives the wife, the daughter, to holy matrimony and she should keep the money? It's a package deal. Frank Timura, that esbit nusat liyishazeh is talking about a ketana. Ve'imahani mi ketana, the less liyad, avonara dis liyad, e te kadish, navshav e tishkol kaspa. Maskim, she's a ketana, then mitzvah shazeh, all the rights belong to the father. But once she becomes bas mitzvah, just like by the bas mitzvah, she holds a pshatel, and the balloons, and the girls can sing, and everything.
Morris Kasha before, mitzvah shazeh, still applies to Anara. So I don't know why the Gemara asks it, because
what do you mean,
him, he still has the right to give her over to Kedushin. So the Gemara could ask the same question, he shall kaspa. He could give her over to Kedushin, and Yishon Kalkaspa, you have the same question.
At this point, the Gemara is learning that Spitim Satli Shazer only applies to a Ketana.
That's not true.
Why? How do you know it's not true?
A person can go over an hour.
That's more shy. You're going to go into the maskan. Maybe the pasuk is only talking about ketan. The less liyat. She's immature, so she cannot go and get kesef kedushin. But now this liyat eat the kaddish. Now if she eat the shkol kasa, maybe she gets taka the money. If she not from SBT, from another pasuk. Benureo beisavia kol shvach neurim lavia. Anything having to do with any type of income of neurim, all goes to the avia. This is the same Gemara we had a few days ago. Gemara is just to repeat. How do I know that the Masi Yadai, meaning any income that the girl generates, goes to the father? It says in the pasuk, the Gemara wants to know, what do I need the word li'oma? What did he sell his bitoy for? Of course li'oma. So the word li'oma is iberig. It's superfluous. Just like you have an Ivriya. In other words, she's a slave, a female slave. What happens to her Masi Daim goes to Rabba means to her new Odoin. Afbaz Masi Deir Lavia. Frank Timara. Lomali. What do I need this pasuk for? Didn't you just say from the Rabba Beisamia that all the Shvach Urim Liavia? Now, Pasuk of Benurel Beisavia is not talking at all about Hilchis Mominis, about income. It's only talking about a forest of Dorim, because in fact that Pasuk is at the end of the parish in the Dorim, in the beginning of parishes Matos. If you look at the Pasuk Gimel here in Torah Ora Sholem, Eila Chukim, at the beginning of parishes Matos, it talks about a Torah Nedorim, a forest Nedorim, making an Eida Yah. It says, Eila Chukim Shetiva Hashem, it's Moshe Ben Ishli, Ishta Ben Ovda, Vita Ben Urel Beisavia, it's all talking about a forest Nedorim. So nothing to do with Mominis. So in Bazoi, how do I know that Taka by Yanara, the father gets the money? Okay, we're going to learn a Mamatzino. Just like Baforis Nadarim, the father has the right to be Mefer. But when it comes to money, he has the right to take the Mamatzino. Let's learn a full Hilchas Knossos. Right? If you have the 50 by Oinis Mafata, you have to go and give Lavi Anara. Oh, so you see the father gets the money. We're talking about Anara, and he gets the money. There's a penalty. He can't learn from that. Which is already mominous. That's already not knas. How is the via shayach bay? The Gemara doesn't tell us. Rashi tells us. I'm sorry?
She gets hit in the face.
Oh, the Gemara said a few days ago. The Gemara says similar. That's another Gemara that you're thinking about. The Gemara says over there that because the father has a right to go and marry his daughter off to anybody, that anybody includes a menuvel and mukashchid to anybody and to everyone.
Gemara says also that, no.
That's a separate story. Right. What you're saying about the face, you're in a chanap. The Zok Gemara, Seshani Boish Begam, Davi and Nami Shayach Bey, he is ultra shayach in it, meaning that he is always allowed normally to go and receive the kesef kedushin, even if he's marrying his daughter off to a menuvel or mukashchin, and therefore, that's the reason why he gets the boishes of Begam, because by the fact that this fellow has boiled her and now has depreciated her in terms of her value, devalued her, so when he marries her off to a Manul Mukashkin, she's also being devalued by marriage. The father has that right. That's the reason why he gets Moshe to begat. But how do I know any other mumminess that she earns, he gets? And Mestavra, the Chibamayit, Rachmani, Yetzir, the Gavasa, Kamamayit. Probably we go according to, like the Gemara said before, I don't go and say just Yetzir, Yetzir, but I go and say Yetzir and Odoin, Yetzia, and Odoin. That the Yetzia from the Odoin, when she gets the Sarois, no money. Yotzechinam, ain't Kosef. However, when she leaves the Odoin Acher, means her own Avia, then there is Kesef, and the Kesef goes to her Avia. Why? Because it's Mestaver, Yetzia, the Kavasa Kalamai. Just like in that case, when we say, we don't just mean Yetzia plain. We mean Yetzia. No money goes to the Odoin, and this Yetzia, when she leaves her father because she gets married, then the money does go to the Odoin. It was the Odoin that's of you. Frank Timura, they're not really the same. When she gets freed at the time that she gets Shtesi Manim, then she's on her own. She's totally independent. However, until she has Nisuin, until she goes to Chuppah, she's still under the dominion of her father, even by Eresim. So by the Eresim, she gets the Kesef Kedushin. You're saying it goes to the father because it's Yetziah, Yetziah. It's not exactly the same. In the case of that Odoin, she goes totally free and independent. In the case of this Yetziah, she's still Ashtikel connected to the father until his man of the Chuppah. Everything when my father is a darim, me and Nafka leave Rishusay. However, when it comes to Havaris Adarim, then she does leave the Rishus. How does she leave the Rishus? Not, it says the Mishnah, Nara Murasa, at least partially. Nara Murasa, Aviyah, Ubala, Mephir, and Lana Durab. The Chayyah, even after Gemara's Teret, she still didn't leave totally. The Gabi, the case of the Adoim, totally independent. Here, she's still 50%, you still have to come in the Havaris Adarim of the father. So Rashi says, that's true. However, the Gabi, that the father should have the independent, exclusive, and sole right to be mefer, that already ends. Because from now on, he has to do it together with the Arus. You see, look, Rashi says, Nafkele Mishusei, five lines from the bottom. Ve'at ach shall be mefer levadoi. Ve'at mef mishut v'simbala. See, it's tzvei dinim. Even though he still has a shaykhis, the father, but it's not sole and exclusive, it's only together with the Arus, and that's already as if left Rishusei the Gabi. Just finish off, it says in the Mishnah, not only the father gets the kesef, but he also has the right to get the shtar, and also to go mimoiser her lebia, minolon, amakrat, to the boss, vahoysel ish acher. And as you know, the Gemara Kiddushin, the Gemara Gittin says, iskish havayis la'dodi, therefore hoysel means all havayis, all forms of her becoming married, whether it was through kesef, whether it was shtar, via, they're all iskish la'dodi, just like he gets the kesef Kiddushin, he also has the right to receive the shtar, and to mimoiser her lebia. Yashikaya. We said we're going to continue tomorrow morning, 8:05 via Zoom. Have a wonderful, beautiful day, everybody. Zad Gesind, Zad Gemenschen. Thank you all for joining.